257 and 45 degrees in downtown Boston. Expect partly cloudy skies tonight. Good afternoon. I'm Craig Nichols with your WERS news update. President Bush named Condoleezza Rice as his new Secretary of State nominee today. Rice, the current National Security Advisor, has been one of Bush's closest aides. Rice is the second woman and the first African-American woman to be named to the post. She says she looks forward to the challenge of leading the State Department.
In my 25 years of experience in foreign affairs, both in and out of government, I have come to know the men and women of the Department of State. I have the utmost admiration and respect for their skill, their professionalism, and their dedication.
At the announcement, President Bush also praised Rice's leadership qualities.
Meeting all of these objectives will require wise and skillful leadership at the Department of State. And Condi Rice is the right person for that challenge.
Bush named Stephen Hadley to replace Rice as National Security Advisor. Hadley was Rice's top deputy. An Iraqi aid worker is assumed dead. Al Jazeera Television says it received videotape of a woman being killed who they believe is Margaret Hassan. Margaret Hassan has lived in Iraq for 30 years and was the director of CARE International. Hassan's four brothers and sisters say they are accepting the fact that she is probably gone. Hassan was kidnapped by armed men on October 19th as she was returning to work in Baghdad. Hassan held British, Irish, and Iraqi citizenship and was married to an Iraqi. A controversial abortion pill will remain on the market. The pill, RU486, has been linked to three deaths, but the FDA says there is not proof that the pill is to blame. The Food and Drug Administration added a new warning on the pill that says that the pill can lead to serious bacterial infection. The father of a teen who died after taking the pill says the safety warnings are not enough to protect women. The father urges the FDA to take the drug off the market. Governor Mitt Romney may soon have a new title. A report says Governor Romney is expected to be chosen as the vice chairman of the Republican Governors Association. The position would put him in line to lead the politically influential group in 2006. Governor Romney has helped raise more than $1 million from Massachusetts for the organization. The association will meet this week in New Orleans. Vladimir Guerrero was named the American League MVP today. He picked up 21 out of 28 first-place votes. Guerrero was in his first year with the Anaheim Angels after spending 8 seasons with the Montreal Expos. Guerrero is the 5th player to win the award in his first season after switching leagues. New York Yankee Gary Sheffield finished 2nd, Manny Ramirez finished 3rd, and David Ortiz finished 4th. Tonight will bring mostly cloudy skies with lows dropping down into the mid-30s. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy once again with highs around 50. That's it for your WERS News Update. I'm Craig Nichols. It's 3 o'clock.